Wow, that rain is not letting up anytime soon, huh? Yeah, good thing we got to bring the car instead of taking the bus. Could you imagine? Ugh, no. Oh, hey, no. Don't turn on the lights. Someone from the outside might see. Yeah, dude, we're being like mad sketchy right now. We'll get into trouble if anybody sees us. Just leave it, okay? I brought a light. Oh, these? Caroline gave them to me. Yeah, dude, coolest librarian ever. I spent so much time here during finals, we practically closed the library together. And she loves my mom's banana bread. Yeah, I know you love it too. I actually brought some with me. Yeah. So, my charming personality won Caroline over. You know how no one can resist. And my mom's banana bread. You're right. You are right. But she gave me the keys and told me I can use the place whenever I want, as long as I keep it clean. And before you ask, no, she specifically said, no parties, okay, Mia? I know you and your friends and your nobio want a place to get lit, but not here, okay? I know, get lit. She's so cute. But no, yeah, I see that look in your eye. You can forget it. No, but she's the coolest person in the whole world. I love her so much. Oh, here. Our favorite spot. Here, come on, sit next to me. Yeah, I got the good stuff. And no worries, I came prepared because I knew you wouldn't. Oh, yeah? So what did you bring? Oh, hot cocoa. Nice, okay, nice. Wait, just one tumbler? You made me one too. Aww. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This definitely makes up for last time. Here. I brought this nightlight. New batteries too, so we're good. And look, check it out. Nice mood lighting, huh? Yeah, I wanted to bring a candle for that extra moody ambiance, but I figured open flame, small building, bunch of books? Maybe, possibly, probably a bad idea. But, yeah, no, Caroline would most definitely murder me, so nightlight it was. Oh gosh, no, stop. If you make a Fahrenheit 451 joke, I swear on my life. Here. Food and music. Of course, I brought my speaker as well. Here you go. Ooh, this looks really good, yeah. This is super nice, isn't it? The rain really adds to that comfy vibe. Hey, at least we're indoors now. We're not trapped outside. Oh my gosh, I still can't believe I took you out on that picnic without checking the weather. Fuck, oh my gosh. And we were so soaked. Oh my goodness. Oh, and the poor sandwiches. I know. I just can't believe that you chose to save the pitcher of wine instead of my sandwiches. Hello? Oh my gosh. No, please. Please. No. I'm never gonna live that picnic down, am I? Oh yeah? Well, how about that time at the drive-in theater? What do you mean, what? You took us to a drive-in movie in zero visibility. It was hurricane season, and you didn't believe me. We couldn't see anything because nothing was playing. The place was closed. Oh my, no, you're crazy. No, you're absolutely crazy. Oh my gosh. No, you're absolutely crazy. No, I refuse to hear another word of this. No. Yeah, that Netflix on the tablet was a nice scene. It was like our own little drive-in movie. I ended up loving it. I mean, you ate all my fries, but I forgave you. Hey, I like potatoes, okay? That's a very serious offense in my book. Oh my gosh, leave me alone. Leave me and my potato-loving ways alone. Rain always seems to be messing with us, huh? Yeah, but it's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. It makes for funny stories. I can't believe we've only started hanging out like a few months ago. I know. It feels like we've known each other longer than that. It's crazy. Well, technically, I did know you for a little longer than you know me. Yeah, I mean, it's a long story. Okay. So, I kind of knew you already before I even started talking to you. Not in that stalkery way, at least I don't think. Wait, so do you remember the first time that I approached you? Yeah? Okay, well, backtrack that like a few months before that. You were sitting right at this table. I think you chose it because it's at the back of the library. Yeah, it's nice and private, a bit quieter, and the sunlight from the large window behind you, it just makes everything brighter. And you were crying. Yeah, you were silent tears. You were sniffling and trying to wipe your eyes in that way when you think you're being sneaky. I almost stood up to ask you what was wrong until I saw the book you were reading. And I realized you were crying because of it. I was kinda intrigued because I never read anything that moved me like that. Movies, yeah, I mean, you've seen me do that ugly cry whenever we watch sad movies, but books? I mean, I rarely cry because of books. So, I borrowed the book you were reading. And guess what? I cried a little too. Yeah. Yeah, but that's kind of how it started, you know? Every time I go to the library, you're almost always there. Almost! Every time I don't see you, I'm slightly disappointed. Like, how dare you not be present when I walk in? Hello? So, you'll be sitting here, sometimes with a completely new book, and I'll sit over there and work on my own stuff. And more than once in a while, I'll look up at you. Sometimes you smile or you laugh out loud. I love the sound of your laugh, by the way. And sometimes you cry again. Your eyebrows, they get scrunched up whenever people in the library get kind of loud. And your eyes, they would get a tad bit wider whenever you are in an intense part of the story. Here. That's the receipt of my borrowing history. Yeah, I asked Caroline. I guess I kind of wanted a remembrance. Every time you got emotional, whether it was happy or sad, or even angry, I would check out the book you were reading. And I would love them every time. I started knowing you through the books you read. I got to know what makes your heart flutter, what makes you sad, what makes you flustered or excited. I read the stories and I wondered how you felt as you were reading them. And that was it, really. It was just the books, but one day I looked over and I realized how gorgeous you were. Not in the obvious kind of way, not in that super photogenic or ultra sexy kind of way, just when you smile, your whole face lights up. Your eyes tell so much emotion. Your laugh is such a beautiful sound. And after the books, it's like I was seeing you for the first time all over again. I kept wishing you would notice me. Just sitting here a few tables away from you, reading the book you were reading a few days prior. I wished you'd look up at me and smile. Then I could walk over and we'd chat, maybe about the book we had in common, and I don't know. But you didn't. So one day, I decided, fuck it. I'll just do it. So I stood up and I walked over to you, and do you remember this? Yeah, this was the last one. The last book you were reading before I finally walked over and talked to you. I actually bought it online. Guess I'm sentimental in that way. Do you remember what I said? I said something along the lines of, hey, we're reading the same book, but you're much farther than I am. Is it any good so far? And that was it. Best decision I ever made. We got to know each other so much more. I sat and read next to you. I got to know you as a friend. I got to spend time with you outside the walls of this quiet place. And you weren't anything like I ever imagined. You are so much better. So wonderful. I honestly lack the vocabulary to describe you. And now we're here. And in case it wasn't clear, I like you. A lot. Like a whole lot. I mean, I don't just take anyone with me on my weekly scheduled break-ins, you know? I mean, it's not a break-in, technically, because Caroline knows. It's, I guess, a sneak-in, but she gave me the key, so it's fine. She won't get mad at me as long as I get the books back, right, in place, and I keep everything clean, and yep, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. I really like you. I already said that, but yeah, I really like you. Yeah, you can totally kiss me. I mean, I was kind of suspecting that you liked me too. I just didn't want to get ahead of myself. Yeah, like, that kiss you just gave me wasn't platonic, right? You like me more than friends? Yeah, you sure? You sure? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, just double checking. Just checking. Oh my gosh. It's just so weird, but in a really good way. 'Cause I always felt so giddy and flustered whenever I started having feelings for someone. And don't get me wrong, I still feel that so much with you. But you make me feel more deeply. You make my heart feel so relaxed and safe. It's like I can breathe more freely whenever I'm around you. It feels so good. Like that long, tight hug you get from someone who loves you. It's so warm. I never want to stop feeling this way. Move your chair closer. Put your arms around me. Yeah, like that. And tell me all about the new book you've been reading. Complicated. Well, that's no worries. We've got all night.